Dr. Christian's office.
The Vaseline Program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the script. And tonight, the honors and the prize money go to Gene Emmett Clark, 1376 Florida Street, San Francisco, California, for his timely play, Man to Man, starring Gene Herschel as Dr. Christian, with Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price. Men, have you dry scalp? It's not hard to tell. If your hair is dry, hard to comb, if it sheds dandruff flakes, if your scalp feels tight and itchy, dry scalp is probably your trouble. Check it with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Just 5 drops a day keeps dry scalp away. Here's why. Vaseline Hair Tonic checks dry scalp by supplementing the natural scalp oils. It contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. It works with nature, not against it. Apply 5 drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic daily to keep your hair neat, good-looking, well-groomed. Before every shampoo, massage the scalp vigorously with Vaseline Hair Tonic to loosen dandruff, relieve itchy tightness. Yes, Vaseline Hair Tonic gives two-way care, both scalp and hair. Try Vaseline Hair Tonic. See how much better your scalp feels, how much better your hair looks. You will agree, for that natural, just combed look, for really good-looking hair, it's Vaseline Hair Tonic, used by more men today than any other hair tonic in America. Vaseline Hair Tonic. Now for our prize play, Man to Man. And the author prefaces it with this verse from Robert Burns. It's coming yet for all that man to man the world o'er shall brothers be for all that. The scene is Dr. Christian's familiar office in the old White House on the corner of State Street and the River Road. A little boy has just come in and stands in front of Judy Price's desk, eyeing her anxiously.
You're looking at me kind of funny, Miss Judy. Isn't it all right that I came here?
Well, of course it is, Nikki. It just isn't every day that we have little boys coming to Dr. Christian's office all by themselves. Does your mother know you're here, Nikki?
Oh, no. No, she just sent me to the store. But please don't tell her I came here, Miss Judy. Please, promise you won't.
Oh, well, that's a rather strange thing to ask, isn't it, Nikki? I don't understand.
I know. It's kind of hard to explain to a woman.
Oh.
That's why I can't talk to Mother about this. Not yet, anyway. You won't tell her, will you? It'll be all right. She'll find out soon enough after I've talked with Dr. Christian.
Well, I guess it's all right, Nikki. Just a minute.
Oh, you're swell, Miss Judy. And he can help me, can't he?
Dr. Christian's helped a great many people, Nikki. I think you can count on him.
Gee, thanks, Miss Judy.
Dr. Christian, excuse me. Nikki Marshall is here to see you. He wants to have a little man-to-man talk with you.
Oh? Well, send him in, Judy.
Go right in, Nikki.
Thank you.
Well, sit down, Nikki. You haven't been a patient of mine since, my goodness, what was it you had last?
Measles. But I'm not a patient today, Dr. Christian. Not really. I don't think.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're not sick. What is on your mind, Nikki?
I don't know who else to talk to, Dr. Christian. I suppose if my daddy was living, I wouldn't have to...
I understand, Nikki. Your father was a great man, and he was a great hero. And I'm proud that you come to me in his place. Now, what is bothering you, Nikki?
Dr. Christian, Mother says you brought a great many little boys and girls into the world. Have you?
Of course I have. Many, many of them. Why, even you.
I know, but you'll never... I mean, now you can't never bring me a little brother or sister, can you, Dr. Christian? Not when I haven't a daddy anymore.
You've given me a very hard question to answer, Nikki.
I get so lonesome sometimes for a little brother or sister. Now I won't ever have one, not ever.
Well, I wouldn't say you won't ever have one, Nikki. None of us can be sure what the future holds for us.
But I can't have him unless I have a father. You know.
Hmm? Oh, yes, yes. No.
Only a woman with a husband has a baby. Mother told me.
Oh? Oh.
Didn't you know, Dr. Christian?
It wasn't that, Nikki.
You do sometimes get lonely, don't you, Dr. Christian? Living all by yourself?
Hmm? Me? Lonely? Why, I haven't thought about it, maybe.
Never?
Well, as the song goes, Nikki, hardly ever. I have others to think about besides myself.
Dr. Christian, Don't you sometimes wish you had a wife, maybe a little boy of your own? Like me.
Why,
I wouldn't be much trouble, Dr. Christian. I do lots of things for myself, and I help around the house, and, gee, you'd hardly have to do anything.
Oh, hold on, Nicky.
And, Dr. Christian, if you are my father and you don't have anybody in Ralph, well, I could have a brother or sister of my very own, and you'd have a family, too. And I'd study hard so you'd be proud of me, and I think I could like you very much.
Nicky, come over to me, boy. Is that what you want most of all in the world? Brothers and sisters of your own to play with?
Yes, Dr. Christian. And if you were my father, I could have them. I don't think Mother would mind. I'll go and ask her.
Oh, no, wait. Nicky, wait a moment. You haven't spoken to your mother about this, have you?
No, I thought maybe we ought to talk it over first.
Yes. I think that was a good idea.
Mother's expecting me back from the store now, Dr. Christian. I'll have to go. I'll ask her just as soon as I get home.
No, I don't think it would be best if you spoke to her about this, Nicky.
Oh, I understand. Then you ask her, Dr. Christian. She'll be home all afternoon.
All afternoon? You mean this afternoon?
Of course.
Yes, that's what I thought you meant. Oh, Judy.
Yes, Dr. Christian?
Judy, I have some calls to make this afternoon, don't I?
Why, no, Dr. Christian. There was just Mrs. Albert, and we told her to come in Monday, so you'd have Saturday afternoon free.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Judy.
Well, I'll tell her you're coming to talk to me this afternoon, Dr. Christian. But I won't tell her what about. That's our secret. And I'll stay out of the way, too. And, gee, thanks, Dr. Christian. You're swell.
Judy, will you please get me a glass of water and an aspirin? Oh, hello, Nicky.
Come in, Dr. Christian.
I suppose you told your mother I was coming.
No, I haven't seen her. She's not home.
Oh, well, in that case, perhaps talk to her some other time. I better get back to my office now, just in case anything...
She left me this note.
Note?
Yes, she's gone to your office to see you.
To my office to see me?
We'd better hurry.
Well, perhaps you'd better let me see your mother alone, Nicky.
Well, I don't know. Don't you think I ought to go along? She doesn't have anyone else to know.
The man of the house, hmm? Well...
And you can talk to her alone. I'll wait outside with Miss Judy.
Nicky, if you ever become a full-abroached man, heaven help the poor housewives. Come along.
What's the matter, Dr. Christian? Why don't you go in? Are you scared?
Of course not.
Oh, just one thing. Of course, I'd rather have a little brother. But a sister will be okay, I guess. I'll leave that up to you.
Let's go in.
Oh, Dr. Christian, Nicky's mother was just here to see you.
Oh, you mean she isn't here now?
No, when I told her you'd gone to see her, she looked a little surprised and then left at once. That was only a few minutes ago. She couldn't possibly be home yet.
I see. Well, you missed her again, Nicky.
And you like that too, don't you, Dr. Christian?
What's that? What do you mean, Nicky?
You don't really want to see her. You aren't fooling me. You don't want to talk to her. You've been trying to get out from it from the very start.
Oh, no, Nicky, I
thought I could come to you, that you would help me. Miss Judy said you would, too. Well, she was wrong, and I was wrong, too. Thanks just the same. But if that's the way you feel about it, I wouldn't want you for a father.
Oh, Nicky, please, boy, please shut the door. I want to talk to you. Please hear what I have to say.
I'll go into your office, Dr. Christian.
No, I'd like you to stay, Judy. Please sit down, Nicky. Oh, no, come over here by me. Nicky, you are a very intelligent little boy. And sometimes you don't seem like a little boy at all. More like a man. So I'm going to talk to you like a man. Man to man, Nicky. That's the way your father would have talked to you, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. You can get that sometimes.
Sit down, son. That's right. Now let's talk this over. Just you and me.
I know you miss your daddy, Nicky. And I know how much. And I know how much your mother misses him, too.
No, Mother isn't going out tonight, Nicky. I just want to read some letters.
Don't you know there couldn't ever be any other man for her?
I don't think I've thought about it much, Dr. Christian.
Of course not, Nikki. But you will someday. And you'll understand better then what I'm trying to say to you. It was only 3 months ago that your mother said goodbye to your dad. Loves him, Nicky. You will always love him. Women do not remember with the mind, they remember with the heart. And no other man in the world could ever take your daddy's place in her heart. Do you know why your daddy went to war, Nicky?
Sure. He went to kill Japs and Germans.
Well, yes. But I don't think he thought of it just that way. He went to kill an idea. An idea that some people are better than other people. Your daddy didn't like the idea of a man who won Europe saying, today we rule Germany, tomorrow the world.
You mean Hitler?
Yes, maybe. And the Japanese said almost the same thing. Born to rule the world. Well, nobody has the right to do that, maybe. Not us or anybody else.
Did they kill my daddy because he believed that?
Yes, maybe. Many others have died for it, too. You see, there will be many little boys who will be in just the same position as you. They're going to face one of the biggest problems in the world, learning that all little boys and girls, not just the ones in their own homes, are their brothers and sisters, entitled to the things they are entitled to and learning to share all the good things the world is so full of, and respect the rights and beliefs of the children downstairs, and in the next block and 3 countries away. Nikki, you have a big globe of the world in your schoolroom?
Oh, yes, a very big one.
Can you imagine it the size of an orange?
Well, that's pretty small, but I think so.
Well, that's just about how small the world has grown with airplanes and radios. It's just like one big city, like New York. Have you seen pictures of New York, Nikki?
Sure. That's where the mayor wears the cowboy hat.
Well, that isn't all it is, Nikki. It's a city like the whole world is becoming. People of all different nationalities live together and work together and play together, yes, and go to school together. And they get to understand each other very well.
I think I see what you mean.
And little minds like yours may be just the ones to see it, Nikki. See that Polish boys and Danish boys and little girls from Brazil and from England are all part of this one world, living together. We have to learn to understand each other and think of each other's feelings just like brothers and sisters.
Gee, that's like having a lot of brothers and sisters instead of not any.
You see, Judy, that's what I was telling you.
Dr. Christian keeps telling me that little ones are sometimes a lot wiser than the older ones.
We grown-ups have made a kind of mess of things for a long, long time. You thought I might be lonesome because I didn't have any children. How many children would you say I have?
Oh, goodness, Dr. Christian. Hundreds. Gee, hundreds? Well, there's Angelo, the little Italian boy whose uncle runs the grocery store. And Carl, whose mother came from Austria.
Oh, yeah, she teaches music in our school.
That's right. And at Caesar's, sing Lamb Boys.
He's a Hindu.
Yes, and Marjorie and Hilton, and Manuel and Rebecca and...
They're all your children?
I think they're just as much mine as anybody's. I brought them into this world. We all live in it. Just like I did you. Now we all live together. Different homes are only like different rooms. Like you and your mother have. And yet, you're living together. And different countries are only like different houses, all in one big city. Most of our lives, not even the wall of a house separates us. And the streets and the park we play together. And schools and churches, we all mix together. Now, look out the window, Nicky. See those children?
Yeah.
If you didn't know them, could you tell by looking at them which ones are brothers and sisters?
No, I guess not.
Those two hand in hand, are they brother and sister?
No, I don't know that girl. But Gerald doesn't have any sisters.
Yes, but who would know the difference who didn't know them? Nicky, who were the two people who were closer to each other and who made each other happier than any people you have ever known?
My mother and my daddy.
Of course. They weren't related to each other, were they? Didn't they just accept each other? Didn't they become partners just because they both wanted to and were willing to share and help and love each other? But what about boys and girls? If they really wanted to be like brothers and sisters to each other, couldn't they?
Gee, I don't see why not. I never thought of it just like that before, but Dr. Christian... I could do that, too, couldn't I?
Of course you could, Nicky. And those boys and girls out the window, some of them are lonesome for little brothers and sisters to grow up with, too. And just like you. I think they'd love to have you for a brother. You think you could explain to them what I've been telling you, Nicky?
I think I could, Dr. Christian.
Dr. Christian's office? Oh, yes, just a moment, please. Dr. Christian, it's Mrs. Marshall.
Oh, your mother, Nicky. Excuse me. I'll take it in my office, Judy.
Miss Judy, why did my mother come here today?
Well, I really don't know, Nicky. She didn't tell me. She just said she wanted to talk to Dr. Christian, and then when I told her where he had gone, why, she left right away.
Did you tell her I'd been here?
No, I didn't, Nicky. I made you a promise, remember?
Thanks. I was just wondering, Miss Judy...
Mm-hmm.
There are so many boys and girls in the world. All those countries in my school book.
Oh, but you aren't going to let that discourage you because there's so many of them. Are you, Nicky?
Oh, no. I was just wondering, how am I ever going to remember all their birthdays?
Oh, I don't think they'll expect you to do that.
Well, Nicky, your mother would like you to come home. She wants to see you.
She isn't angry with me, is she? Because I came here by myself?
No, of course not. Just between the three of us, I think your mother is very happy. I have good news for you, Nicky. Very good news.
What is it? Tell me, what is it?
Nicky, I had a nice talk with your mother on the telephone. Well, all these brothers and sisters of yours we have been talking about, you think you could handle one more?
Oh, sure, I guess so. Did you think of someone else, Dr. Christian?
I don't think you understand, Nicky. This one may be very much like you. Even look like you.
Don't you know if he does or not?
No, in fact, I'm not even sure if it's a he, yes. It's a little early to tell.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Nicky, your mother's going to have a little baby.
What? Oh, boy, do you mean it, Dr. Christian?
I mean it. Besides, the whole world full of little children to learn to live with happiness. You're going to have an honest-to-goodness brother or sister of your very own.
Oh, gee, oh, gosh, that's great. I got to get home right away. Where's my cap?
It's in your hand, Nicky.
Oh, yeah. Gee, Miss Judy, you were right about Dr. Christian. You were right all the time. Isn't he wonderful?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Christian. Thank you very much. But I don't understand it. You just... His mother calls you on the telephone and... Well, I got a girl now, but... Gee, I... Don't understand it.
Oh, you are wonderful, Dr. Christian. The way you can always straighten things out.
Thank you, Judy. But this time I think you'll agree that fate plays the trump card.
curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Jean Hersholt, waiting to greet you. But first, a word from Judy Price.
The heroes of our service medical corps are fighting doctors are returning to civilian practice, and they're bringing with them new therapies, new treatment years with emerging success during the war. One of these is the treatment for burns that converted so many thousands of serious battle burn cases into remarkable recoveries. This wonderful new treatment includes the surface application of petroleum jelly. You probably have the world's leading brand, Vaseline petroleum jelly, in the bathroom cabinet now. So when anyone suffers a minor household burn, go straight for the trusted, reliable aid, your jar of Vaseline petroleum jelly. Spread it on fine mesh gauze and place over the burn. Stand it firmly, not tightly. The burn is deep or covers a wide area, I always call the doctor. Remember, there are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Teesboro Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity. And now here is Jean Hersholt.
Thank you very much. The charm and delicate feeling of the play you just heard serves once again to demonstrate the wealth of ideas and writing talent in America. The author, Gene Emmett Clark, is a professional radio writer, producer, commentator, and he's just out of the service where he was radio code instructor and writer-editor of training publications. We are proud to say that the annual Dr. Christian Award is bringing such fine talent to our program. If you like the thrill of having your play produced in this program over the complete CBS network, why not enter a script for the $2,000 Dr. Christian Award for 1946? Even if you don't win the big award, your script might be chosen, and if it is, you'll receive not less than $150, nor more than $350 for your play. Full details are given in the folder of rules. Write for your copy to Dr. Christian Award, 17 State Street, New York, 4, New York. Next week, we plan to present a new prize play called The Vagabond Veteran by Lois S. Dominick of Kansas City, Missouri. We invite you all to join us again next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. Until then, I'll say good night.
So you've got chapped lips, then get Vaseline Lip Ice. Healing begins almost instantly, only 10 and 25 cents. For quick release, quick healing, ask your druggist for Vaseline Lip Ice. The competition for the $2,000 Dr. Christian Award closes midnight, April 7th. So if you plan to enter, get your folder of rules at once. Write tonight to Dr. Christian Award, 17 State Street, New York 4, New York. Art Gilmore speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.